Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast. Home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time. Together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time.
Together. Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. Before the holiday break, we discussed cannabis hospitality and tourism. And on the first podcast of the new year, we're traveling to Placencia, Belize, where we explore the traps of tourism, our relationship with nature, and the importance of sharing that wisdom. We also discuss cannabis culture in Belize and what life is like for the locals. Our tour guide was featured in Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures in 2005 and profiled in Esquire magazine in 2007. I'd learned of Percy Gordon from my sister Crystal when she and her wife Dion recounted their adventures with him on previous trips to Placencia. And we were all set to go on this 9-day winter getaway together, but one passport snafu later and I was traveling without them. This would be my first holiday in 3 years, and I fought through workaholic feelings and the fear of being out of commission for 9 days on the heels of MJ BizCon, and just before my colleagues began shutting it down for the holidays. As a creator, the past 3 years have been an absolute roller coaster, and my work as play model was being put to the ultimate test. So I packed up a minimal recording kit just in case I was inspired to use it. And as it turns out, I was. But before we dive in, I want to say a quick thank you to @lopez092912 for the 5-star rave review. They wrote, "Love this podcast. Such a cool and creative way to educate people on how cannabis can affect your life in all of the most wonderful ways." Yes, please, and thank you. If you too are picking up what I'm putting down, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. That one small action takes a fraction of time and helps other canna curious folks find this highly responsible cannabis content. And now, a word from our sponsor, MJ Relief, the muscle rub PhD formulated for what aches and pains you. When I'm traveling, I can't always bring cannabis with me, but I never leave home without my MJ Relief. Even when I pack light, my carry-on bag totally makes up for it. Between the mobile office, my podcasting equipment, travel necessities, and snacks, my neck and shoulders feel beat up before I make it to my final destination. And because MJ Relief has a soothing, unisex scent, I don't feel guilty giving myself a quick neck and shoulder massage mid-flight. If you're feeling my travel pain and want some muscle and joint relief of your own, head over to mjskinrelief.com. You'll always save 10% using promo code CASUALLYBAKED, all one word, at checkout. That's mjskinrelief.com. Promo code CASUALLYBAKED. And if you're listening on your phone, scroll down in the podcast app you're using to see the episode notes where you'll find links to this offer and more from other Casually Baked partner brands. Shopping podcast affiliates is a win-win because you saving money on the things you want supports the production of this show. Now, I am devoted to creating media as medicine in a world hijacked by propaganda. That's why I was inspired to have this conversation with Percival, the charismatic fisherman and tour guide affectionately known as Monkey Man. Percy has a closer relationship with nature than anyone I've ever met. And after finishing our tour of his home village of Monkey River and traipsing through the jungle, I asked Percy if I might join him the next day. Not for another tour, but to tag along and experience a day in his life. Percy and his brother George would be free diving for lobster and conch the next day, and he welcomed me and my friend Jessica to join them. As cannabis legalization continues, I hope you put cannabis-friendly destinations at the top of your travel list. And then get out there and start exploring, whether or not you have a travel companion. As someone who's done mostly solo travel, I have received so much love, support, and compassion from perfect strangers. During those times when I found myself lost in translation or maybe being harassed at a bus stop, there are good humans everywhere. And if you're being one, you're sure to find one when you're in need. I say that because I watch the fear of what could happen keep so many people from living their best, most inspired life. Travel has gifted me with more understanding of my privilege and my responsibility as a human to be of service to the planet and to elevate the human experience. Talking to strangers, pushing beyond my comfort zones, and staying curious has enriched my life. And this experience in Belize and the time I spent with today's guest totally enriched my life. One thing I know for sure is that interacting firsthand with different cultures is an important tool for connecting the dots and understanding both the truth and propaganda of the world we live in. So smoke 'em if you got 'em and settle in. You better believe it's time to get casually baked.
It's high time. We had a high time together.
All right. So when people come to visit Placencia, Belize, you've got to find Percival.
Right. You got to find Percival. And then want to remember Percival's last name? Remember Gordon.
Gordon?
Yes. So okay. I'm Percival Gordon.
All right. You're also king of the howler monkeys. You've also been called Indiana Jones.
Right.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones. Barracuda Bill. Hairy Hen.
What's your favorite?
Restless Man.
What's your favorite nickname?
Well, my favorite nickname is Rambo.
Rambo. All right. Oh, Rambo.
Yeah, Rambo. Yes, okay. Because everybody like Rambo, and that's easier for a lot of people. Instead of they call me Percy, they just say Rambo. I do a little Esquire magazine, Howler Monkey King. A lot of people call me Howler Monkey Man. So that's one of my close nickname from Rambo, Hola Monkey Man.
All
so
right.
You come to Belize, come down Placencia, you know, remember none of those other names, and you remember Monkey Man, everybody will find Percival the Monkey Man.
All right. Well, I loved going on your tour yesterday. Thank you for taking me and my friends through the jungle.
You're welcome.
And for your family welcoming us into Monkey River and cooking us a meal. It was just a really beautiful local experience.
You're
and
welcome.
And one of the things that disturbed me when we were taking the boat out is passing by this man-made island done by the
cruise ship
companies. And it makes it so difficult for people to actually come into Placencia to have a unique, organic experience with the local people. So what are some of the things that you would recommend to showcase the local people in your community that people do instead of just coming in here on a cruise ship?
Well, if you come down to Placencia and you're not on a cruise ship and you want to spend a night or two in, I would say, remote little villages, and they're fishing villages. So I live in a fishing village my whole life. And then where I live, we only have like 200 people. So everybody know everybody. So we don't have no mugs. Nobody will steal nothing from your boat. Nobody will steal nothing from your belongings, like your purse, your sunglasses, your telephone. No one will steal that into my little community. And then there, when you get there and you want to hang there, well, there is so beautiful and I even want to leave, because you could go do my little jungle adventure tour, monkey. Then you could do your fishing. Then you could do your little night adventure tour and much more. You know,
yeah.
If you want to have a little fun.
Yeah.
You know.
When I say that about the cruise ships, I have to clarify that they've basically created an island where the cruise ship can dock, but there's just restaurants and a beach that's been built up, and so nobody's encouraged to leave there.
It's a private island, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So whenever you book a cruise ship tour, come into Belize. You come into Belize, yes, but you're going to be on an island, because they don't really want to put you on the shore. You'll be on an island and they're going to tell you you're in Belize. And then once you're on the island and they're going to tell you in Belize, they give you a little option that you could go do a little snorkel, you could do a little boat ride, you could do a little Monkey River tour, you could come into Pacenza village for maybe an hour or two, and you have to get back to the boat in certain hours because the boat leave the same day. So you don't sleep in Belize if you come on a cruise ship. You got to leave the same day. So you have to be always on your alert, moving.
Yeah. And so, you know, I've been here for 9 days. And so I've had the opportunity to start seeing people that I'm seeing every day and meeting some personalities and learning some of the different customs. And I wish that the Mayan people had a better opportunity to showcase who they are versus just being merchants or gypsies walking with a backpack full of things. I'm like, you have skills and you have a culture that we need to respect and learn about. And instead, they are forced to be gypsies on a beach selling us shit. And it breaks my heart.
I believe your girlfriend, but it's a little difficult thing. What I don't like in it, it's called ecotours or ecotourism. But it's not an ecotourism. They keep out the same little guys that have the potential to make it look good and big it up. They don't big up those little people as an ecotourism, and that's what screwed the whole business up. But if they bring it in like a nice umbrella as an ecotourism, you'll see a big difference with those same Egyptian people and those same Mayan people and the same Creole people and the same American people and the same Italians, then you'll see a big difference because we could come more together and share.
Yeah. And that's the opportunity to educate the visitors like me about this culture, but also the young children. I met a Mayan man earlier this week who said that his 3 children do not speak the language. They will only speak English. He said they understand it, but they won't speak it. And I said, that's not okay.
That's not okay.
That's not okay.
And their ancestors are all Mayans.
Mm-hmm.
I got you, girlfriend. So they change a lot of different things for people because of the way how they come in and make people have to live. You have to live to suit into a little different way to make a little earn to feed your kids because they don't come in and share. They come in to take.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's a little tough for you when people come in to take with all the big money.
Yeah.
Then you try to find yourself working between it. So a lot of things you will have to fail.
You know, I was sitting at breakfast yesterday, no, 2 mornings ago, because yesterday I got up to get on a boat with you.
Yes.
But 2 mornings ago I was sitting there and I used my mornings to write while everyone else is sleeping.
Nice.
But these 2 families were sharing a table and they were both discussing buying property here. One of them, it really bothered me because they were saying that they had bought the property and then they had bought the one next to it to protect it.
From the next people.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is the problem.
Yes.
You're part of the problem.
Correct. That's what happening a lot because these people have the money, just like the Chinese, all the Chinese that come in that we're talking about and buy the property and the same way they do to the people. Because they have the money, right? They don't want the people to stay right around them. So when they buy a piece of property, the neighbor, they watch who is the neighbor, and if the neighbor want to sell it, they buy out the neighbor, and then they take the whole block.
Mm-hmm.
And then those people who sell their future for their generation of their kids, they don't have nothing if they don't put a nice block for them. And then that's what turnover, that's why it become changeful for these people.
Well, and a lot of the people that I've met that work here, they can't live here.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Because they're not making the money that they will suffice their homes and their bills.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can't help it, but when I visit someplace and I notice something like that, I'm like, okay, well, how can I help fix this? And so for me, that's why I asked you yesterday if you would record a podcast with me, because I'm like, if I see it, and I've seen this in other places that I've traveled and that I've lived, like me just living in Northern California, the people in this small town where I lived, all the locals were pushed out because a lot of people are buying second homes there, and then the locals have to commute into this small town to go to work and serve all of these tourists.
Same thing catching Placencia right now, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Placencia was nice and mellow. A lot of local people. Beautiful. Local people own all most of these property. After these American come in, Canadian come in, European come in, Italians come in, and started to do the property to buy them out. Buy them out, and they started to do dredging. Dredging. Making their own big property for sale. So they do another extra amount of property that they make bigger money from. Because when they do dredging, that property become more money.
And so when you're saying dredging, you're talking about clearing out the land.
Clearing out the mangrove and taking out the habitats. They don't give a shit about the habitats or whatever going on. Just take that out and build property and sell them to the bigger fish.
And these habitats are full of natural medicines that you've learned about your whole life.
Yeah, natural medicines plus the whole marine life, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're taking out the whole marine life habitats. So you imagine how many marine life habitats they take out around Placencia here. So they change the whole ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
So if they get certain kind of weather, they have to watch yourself, otherwise they wash away.
Yeah.
Because they change and divert and channels, and that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Right? So they implement those things, so that being a lot of difference of changes. And then the local people got to move because this thing get expensive sake of these things that they implement.
Mm-hmm.
You got me?
Yeah.
So the property started to go up. So only when you have money you could buy. And then I have my property here. I have a little bit of money. They give me for $100,000, $150,000. Depends on my property, where I am. They value it for you. You sell it. Then you go across to Independence to live. So a lot of these people from here, they move, the locals, just like what we're talking about. Change your livelihood. And go to a different village and grow a different village and move away from their nice habitats.
And ironically, they named it Independence.
Right. That's how they ironically named it Independence. So you could be there and you could be like an independent person because you have a big space.
Yeah.
Right.
And there, so this is the moving on up. Like, okay, I've sold my little piece of paradise, but I get to move on up to Independence.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. And then I have money. And then you not even see the long term running that
right.
want to catch you.
That was a game of checkers, and this is a game of chess, because I have seen the real estate boards up showing these multi-million dollar properties that these poor locals sold for $100,000.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's just going to leave them for maybe 3-4 years, 5-6 years, some of them less, depends on how they blow it on, because some of them don't even get back into business. Some of them stay and live the normal way and just spend that money and just go right back down and say, oh, fuck, I sold my property. Oh, then some of them go on lawsuit because these guys not finished paying me my amount of money, and it will become a big monopoly thing, and then go on a lawsuit, and then it stays stable.
Yeah.
You don't get no money, I don't get no money, and the property just fucking waiting there for sale for a bigger money. So you get your money and I get mine, and it's out.
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about some of the cool shit that you've taught me while we've been here. I'm covered in bug bites. I mean, I look like I have a disease.
Yeah, but you look much better now. You look damn much better. And then, and I see you even scratching.
Yeah.
So you're doing good, right?
So tell me the bark that you gave me off of that tree. Tell me what tree that was.
That one that I gave you for those each and bite, that one is called Gombolimbo.
Okay.
But we name it off you folks that come from different country. So we name it Tourist Tree.
All right, the tourist tree has saved me because I've got that bark soaking in some water.
Your cheek, but I fix it.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah, you smacked this one off of my cheek yesterday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's so many natural medicines here that I've got to interact with because I'm covered in bug bites and get sunburns and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, you know, you told me that your mother taught you about all this kind of stuff.
Yes. So that's just a little plant that I give you for this, but I have a lot more. But the way how I learned my natural medicinal plant is from my grandma and my mom. And my grandma lived 105 years old, and my mom lived 79 years old, almost 80. And those are the people I know deal with all natural plants my whole life for my barn, right? In those times, they don't take us to doctor. No doctor. Because we don't have a doctor. So these people have to know a little plants to give us. And if we're dead, we're dead. If we stay alive, we're still alive. So they will give you something to drink the way how you feel. And then later on, in another couple of days, if you still feel same way, they give you a different drink, a different plant to drink. And if you still feel screwed up like that, they will change again and give you a different one until you feel better.
Yeah.
And then when you feel better, they will say, that's the one that will cure you.
Yeah.
And they're not going to take you to a doctor. So if you feel dead, you will go to dead in those couple of years. About, I would say like 13, 14 years ago. No doctor, no much communication in my village. So everything have to be all natural, man-made.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so this is the whole point of the importance of these traditions and this knowledge being passed down. Everyone in your village needs to know what all these plants do to protect them. And to, you know, because you just said recently y'all got a school and a few different things, right?
I got you.
I guess where I'm going with this is like the majority of us are city slickers and rely on the white coat for everything.
Yes, Mom. I agree with you, girlfriend.
Instead of like, okay, it is possible to have a complete relationship with nature and nature be my doctor, but it takes common sense and paying attention and like passing on this plant history and knowledge. And so when I hear this Mayan father talk about his children not willing to speak the language and him not making them, it scares me for our planet. There is all of this knowledge that we need passed on, and not that a pill is going to cure us, because ultimately we know that most of the pills are propaganda poison, you know?
A lot of side effects.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of side effects. So, like what you say, I love you, okay? Because the energy you have is the best. The natural herbs, it's much better for you, girlfriend. I don't say you can't go try a doctor for a certain kind of herbs or a certain kind of pills or a certain kind of prescription, because sometimes you need a doctor to tell you exactly this is that is this, and then you could treat it with your own knowledge of your own natural medicines, and then you will see the big difference of go to a doctor and know what the doctor tell you and come treat yourself without the doctor stuff, and then you see a lot more people get healed and don't go back to the doctor.
Well, and I'm like, yeah, if I have an acute injury, if I'm in an accident or my bone is sticking out of my leg, yeah, I'm going to go to a doctor.
Correct. Correct.
I'm not an idiot.
Correct. Correct. I love you for that, and that's the way it is. Because remember, when you get it broke, it's a different thing that change the flow of your blood and your sinews. You know, and your healing of your bone depends on how it is. So you definitely need some kind of different attendance and that. But when you do that and you fix that kind of way, you still could go back on your natural antibiotics. Because they're going to give you a lot of biotics and so on for, and that have a lot of fucking side effects.
Yeah.
And that will fuck you up for a little while. Sorry for saying the obscene language, but that will screw up for a little while that you never know, oh, shit, I was drinking this and suddenly, oh, I started to feel different. So that happens to you. Most of the antibiotics they're going to give you, leave them alone. Go into the natural herbs antibiotics.
Yeah.
And then you're not going to find the side effects like how you're going to find on and the pills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right? I agree.
Yeah. Because I have a friend that used antibiotic pills, busts out all kinds of shit on his skin, give him a fucking like a diarrhea all the time. When I give him my natural antibiotic, the skin get pretty. Every friggin' thing look nice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know friggin' diarrhea.
Yeah.
And you feel fucking good.
Yeah. You know, I normally don't go to on a vacation like this. Most of the time,
okay.
I'm going to a city. I'm gonna have some sort of bougie
wow.
experiences, and so this has been really nice for me to like just. I feel like I'm reconnecting with nature and people that love and appreciate nature the way I do. And
I love your girlfriend because you have the energy, and I see what you see, and I live here for all my life, and I'm amazing to meet a beautiful girl like you that see and want to help certain things. I know it will work in certain ways of, you know, you need people to try. You just don't need people just to stay on the negative side. You need people to encourage people to tell people certain things, and for sure it will work. Because I picture it off myself, right? When I started to do tours for a while, okay, I was a little down doing it, and so we go on, the word of mouth spreading. And that word of mouth gone so high that I even can't believe it myself, that people say, I'm waiting to see you, you're a legend. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit, like, really? Really? You know what I mean? Like, really? You do this, you do that, you help me out, you help my sister, my brother sent me to see you. Oh, really? You're a legend. Like, oh my God. See, you know, that's like what you say, girlfriend. I love you for that, because the energy, once you keep that up, nobody beat you.
Yeah.
And nobody can keep you down, because the power is there. Nobody, nobody can't keep you down. The power is there, because you see the vision of life.
And I feel like it's empowered. Like, I don't need to compete with you. I don't need
right,
your power.
You have no competition.
I have my power.
I love you for that, because that's why I was telling you coming down. Like, I don't worry about him and the next guy and whoever doing their tour. Just do it into a nice, passion way for the people so they enjoy it. So I don't need to have a competition against you. We can work together so that we get it bigger.
Yes.
That's why I was explaining to you about the cruise ship people of the Equator, where they have out for think you to make, I to make, think everybody get a benefit off it, and nobody getting much benefit. It's all the company getting the benefit. So they just fake the people them as that word they put out there for me and you.
That's like in the U.S. There's a Walmart. And they come into these small towns, and people are like, oh, but they're bringing jobs to these small communities. But they're also only hiring those people for like 30 hours a week so that they're not full time.
Yes.
And so they don't get all the benefits. And it's like, you're just killing small businesses and making people slaves to your corporation.
Right. Then you make people work a little harder, and then they're going to steal your ass because they see that they're getting a pressure from an angle that they never thought that it would come from that angle.
Yeah.
You see? Because they don't show them the umbrella.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, from way back, me and my brother George, we have a few friends that come from Maine, lobster fishermen from Maine, come to my community village, and we try to form a fisherman association. Okay?
Okay.
And we do form the fisherman association. It was working nice. But it's just like what you say. You started to separate. Can't work it hard and easy. And screw up yourself. And know what, we break up the Fishermen Association. And now everybody have to be like self-independent. So you see how that turns right around and, you know, screw up people's brains?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
Yeah, you need the thing that brings everyone together and forms a community.
And, yes, Mom.
And one of the things that brings us together, you and I as a community, is our love for cannabis.
Right, and energy that you have that is unbelievable. Because not anybody have the same energy. To find someone have your energy is not an easy person to find someone that have the energy and see lots of different things that you could see to help people. You know, their life, encourage them, and they will never forget you and say, he knows magic. And then he don't know one shit about magic. He just knows it, just like what we're talking about, to do the exact thing, and it works.
So when I got here, I knew that I could get cannabis here, but I didn't really know what the rules were. So I asked around, and it's like it's decriminalized. But it's not legal.
It's decriminalized, but it's not legal, and you could have 10 gram. So she could have 10, George could have 10, you could have 10, I could have 10. They can't do us nothing. That's a personal consumption. That's like our own personal use, but we have more than that. They want to try to charge us as a trafficking.
So if we have more than 10 grams, they charge us with trafficking.
Right.
So is there an intention to legalize here, or is it just going to be decriminalized and that's it?
No, they're going to legalize. They have it on the table. It should legalize already, but you have to have money right now because all the big guys, they're going to do farming. Mm-hmm. So Belize is going to have farmers that are going to farm hemp for a different reason of different source pretty soon. So we're talking here right now, but next year we talk again, you're surprised about Belize.
Are they legalizing hemp as an agricultural product first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Me and George just heard that over the radio not too long ago. Right, George? And then after that, you got to get a license, me and you, to do a recreation use and a medical use. Mm-hmm. We'll have to go and get a license. Then we could smoke it anywhere around. Otherwise, we will have to go smoke it on a private property.
Yeah.
And they can't do you nothing.
Yeah. Whenever I've asked around and was looking for, you know, cannabis flower for myself, I've learned there's two categories. There's the local, and then there's the foreign shit.
Yes, they have, well, more than different types of foreign shit.
On the street, that's what they call it. You want the local or you want the foreign shit?
No, well, first on my street that I know, they're going to tell you about a high grade, and then they're going to tell you about a low grade.
Well, the high grade, they're calling their foreign shit, because that's coming from Mexico.
Mexico and Guatemala, girlfriend. And a few come from America, but that's like a more personal use, from America. And then from America come a couple seeds for these guys here and grow it here. So it's, and then they say it's a foreign weed, then it grow right here, but the foreign seed.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say that I haven't gotten any flower yet that didn't have seeds. So I have a nice seed collection.
Right now? I get you some in a while, and then we're going to check, see if that have seed. And I know you're not going to have seed. And the one that don't have seed, they call a sensimilla.
Yes.
Right? The one that have seed, that means it's a mixed breed. That means you have male and females around.
Yes. And that is what I heard, too, is that the people that actually grow it locally, they're not trying to sex them. They just put the plants out and let them grow.
Yes, ma'am. That's how they do it, because they just want to grow it and sell it.
Yeah.
It's not like they're doing their own medical use of it. They're doing it for a business.
Yeah.
But when it started to get legalized, that will be a little difficult for them.
Yeah. Well, and I will say everything that I have gotten here, it's smashed up. Like it's packed, you know, like when I used to get Mexican dirt weed back in my early 20s. In fact, one guy that I was visiting with, he had ridden by on his bike and we were chatting with him, and he had his hand all balled up. And I said, "What's in your hand?" And he opened up his hand and it was just a bunch of weed all stuck together. And he'd just gone and picked it up. It didn't come in a baggie or anything. Yes. He just had it in his hand.
I'm going to pick up some for you in a while and not going to come in a bag.
Trust my ass for that.
And then you'll see it. I'll go for it in a while. I give the guy a call and he's not going to come in a bag. It's going to come in a nice bowl.
There you go.
Right.
Do you have a preference? Do you find the local stuff or do you like the imported flour?
Well, I can't say I like both, but I do. But I grow a little myself sometimes of different seed that they say is a hybrid seed and it's a local seed, so it's a mixed seed. So sometimes I grow a little bit and it's really worth it. Really worth it. That's the one I like.
Yeah.
Because that's the one have a flavor.
Yeah. Well, and I also believe that when we grow our own medicine, that medicine is for us.
Right, girlfriend. You're perfectly right. And then we do more like eggshells.
Okay.
And we do tomatoes. And we do a little bit of lettuce skin. And then what I do when I was growing, I put a cabbage in water and leave it by itself. Then I use that water for my insect repellent.
Okay.
And that's what it grows beautiful and no fungus.
So that other stuff helps mix up your compost, and then the cabbage water is your insect repellent.
Correct. That's my fertilizer, I will say, fungus.
Uh-huh.
So the tree,
the antifungal.
Correct. The buds are clean, the stems are clean. It's amazing how that shit works. A guy teach me that. I never know one shit about that, but a guy teach me that. Just chuck, you see cabbage, just tuck some cabbage in water and leave that for a little while, take out the cabbage and use that water for your plant. And I see it works perfect.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good hot tip.
Yeah, and it cleans the bud from each fungus, and the stick stays nice and beautiful with the feeding of the bud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I brought my jeweler's loop, my magnifying glass, to look at the flower.
Sweet.
I have a rule that...
You should have told me that. I mean, I take it to a friend of mine's house that I know have a tree in a pot that you can take out a magnifying glass and check it out. Fuck, you should have told me about that. This morning I'm going to take it to show you one that is in a pot that a guy growing.
Well, I'm used to going out on giant farms, so I have been curious where and how people grow here.
Yes.
The first flower that I got my jeweler's loop out to look at it, and there was not a single trichome on it that was still intact. Like, it had been smushed up so much that...
Yeah, you don't see nothing.
No, there was, so I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's the business to get it going
for
sale.
That's right. I'm like, I have to lower my expectations, and I'm seeing an opportunity.
You guys okay over there?
Yeah, we're okay.
All right,
like
are you
girlfriend.
Hungry? Are you
like
hungry?
That.
I can
no,
feed you
I'm
now.
Good.
All right. I want you to give your sales pitch for Placentia Belize and for people to come and visit Belize as a country,
yes.
but this community, and like really do it right in a way that honors the people here.
I got you. I have a few that I used to do in the jungle. If I tell you my crazy stuff that I used to do in the jungle, it's amazing. Guys, I have to do an introduce for you to come to Belize.
Okay.
So then I will tell you, I will talk like a monkey eagle. And I will show you the monkey, see? And the monkey will talk back to me and I say, welcome to Belize, so I could show you my wildlife. All the monkey, crocodiles, birds, iguanas. Look me up. And then you will enjoy your tour coming to Belize. We have nice little villages like Monkey River Village that you could stay in. Or if you stay in Placentia by any of these big hotels, you know, come down to town and look for rum fish and look for Omar's. Those are the best local little restaurant that you could find the best lobster, the best fish. Then all my buddy put up here this nice little spot right here by the water side.
What's
the
name
dog.
Of this place?
Big Beck.
Big Beck.
Big
That's
Beck.
The name.
Harbor View.
Yes, it does have a nice harbor view.
Correct. You have a nice harbor view. So you could come to Belize and hang out with these guys right here by the harbor view, by the big dock. The beach is there. And have a fun time and meet some nice people.
All right. there's lots of big hotels, but you know, you can seek out the local people.
Right, girlfriend, you have a lot of big hotels, and but you do have a lot of nice little cabin in Placencia Village that you could research. And out here in the view, I have a friend of mine. She have a bar named Jaybirds.
Yeah.
Johnny's, Miss Johnny's, Jaybirds Bar. Now it's a nightclub. And Johnny's is one of my girl that I love also. And she's an original Placencia, and she have some nice little house cabin for like your own little personal family use.
Got it. And then DC Barbecue popped up over here. That's right by Jaybirds on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
Dion and Crystal, who happened to share the name of my sister and her wife, who were supposed to be here with me, and then they had some passport issues.
Okay.
So they weren't here, and then all of a sudden I'm meeting a couple named Crystal and Dion, and so I was like, all right, they're here with me anyway.
Really? So that shows you that it's a small world, girlfriend. And the energy and the spirit and the love, it's amazing to meet nice people that you're even gonna think that you're gonna meet. You know, it's just imagination, you know. You're never gonna believe that you're gonna meet Percy, or you're not gonna believe that you're gonna meet Dion and their name just like your sister, and it's amazing, you know.
Yeah.
And then they're nice people also. And it's not like people will lead you into the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you absolutely can. My very first night here, I asked this guy for some cannabis. He went off and he came back and he showed me this terrible looking flower and said $80 US. And I said,
really?
Dude, I work in the cannabis industry.
Wow.
I'm like, you couldn't give me this flower. I'm not paying you $80.
I agree. I agree with you for sure.
Yeah. And then I started talking about cannabinoids and terpenes and the trichomes being all busted. And he was just like, oh, okay, I got to go.
Yeah, because you know you're not a foolish girl. You know you're a smart person that knows of his shit. So if you make a mistake, he fuck. And then some people know where the weak bird is, girlfriend. They know where the weak end is, and they're where they fucked you. They will steal you and rob you, and you ain't believe it. It happens because it's here still. It's not like the place is nice and you think you don't have fucked up people. You do. So you just got to be careful. That's why I say the energy take you into the right leader, into the right people. So, you know, once you stay that positive way and you know certain people and you call certain people name, nobody mess with you. Because they know that person, and then they're ready to love share. And then if they do make a mistake, somebody will come and say, "Person, this is what happens, and I'm sorry." And I said, "Boy, you could go to jail. Don't do that next time." So everybody have that respect, you know, a certain level that, you know, they have to know what they're doing. Otherwise, I'm not going to see you going behind the bars.
Yeah.
It look simple, but we don't have a lot of people, but we try to protect our people who come in, you know?
Yes.
You're a stranger, so we can't see that certain things happens to you from certain people that we know those are the bad people, right? So we always will always have your back, or we take out those people in certain level. And you can't come and find bad people. You gotta try to find good people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have you met a gentleman yet by the name of Massa? He's got long, dreads. Blondish gray hair.
And you have dreads?
No, not dreads. Not dreads. He's from Canada. He's been here for 10 years. And he's the one that had introduced me to Dion and Crystal. But he's like a medium.
I know who you're talking about. I know him.
So yes, when I met him.
I know him. I know him, girlfriend. I know him.
I just was like, I don't know why I'm here. And he said, I know why you're here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
He got me more open and curious about what I'm doing here and how I can help this place. And
Right.
I told him in February I'm supposed to be in Colombia for the very first Caribbean Cannabis Cup.
Okay,
and he said, He said, no, you're going to be here in February.
You will be in Belize.
Wow.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, he's working on you. I said,
he is.
You don't like fucking Colombia. You like Belize more than fucking Colombia. Come over here with Belize with us. I see what he's seeing. I see what he's seeing because, you see, in Colombia, where you're talking about, that's kind of fast. That's a delicate country. See him? And that's like, not like us that we have millions of people, you know. Some people don't really, really cares over there, like how we cares here in Belize. That's what he's seeing that part. So I guess he say when you do your research, fuck Colombia, I'm coming back to Belize. I see what he's seeing. I know the guy.
Maybe we'll do both.
Nice, sweet, nice. But one time me and George, we have a friend named Jake. He live up by Be Free. He own a lodge up there and he have a preserve there that he protects all wildlife and snake, everything that is called a wildlife, he protect. And then he takes students for study all of these animals, monkeys, plant, everything. All right, he's a very nice person. And then sometimes we have a weed fest there. We go there, we went, me and George and a couple of friends from Monkey River, we have a weed fest, right, George? So there where we take the snappers, fry them in hemp oil.
Okay.
So we fry the fish in the hemp oil. So then we have about 6 table with all vegetables and everything, and then we have all of them full with weed. All different flavors of weed, because it's a weed fest we are on. Sampling it, see how it works. Then we have a quiz. Which country legalized weed first and which this happened with weed. Everything about weed he have there. So I say, Amsterdam. That's the first country that introduced weed. And Mel, look at me. How the fuck you know that? I said, well, weed in our ass.
So I need to come visit that. I want to come to that.
That was a great festival, right, George? That we have there, girlfriend. Really nice. That's one of my... I bring all these guys because Jake was a friend of mine that bring me students to take from there to the Keys. So we do a plane. We do a main and a plane and a coastline. So we do the mountains, we do the coastline, and we do the auto.
Well, and so talk a little bit about that, because you teach students, you were talking specifically about
monkeys and medicinal plants and all plants monkeys eat, and I do a phenology of trees and ID of trees. Right, for a group of kids that I used to teach from Calgary University. But Jake have a different group of kids that we teach marine life. So I teach them all about corals and all about all the plants that grows under the water. They look at me and say, how the hell you do that? They say, you're a professor. So I have two guys that are professors leave my ass to do all lecture.
Right, yeah, people that are licensed, certified professors, they leave it all to you.
Yes, sit with me and love me and hang out and smoke and chill and leave me with all the students to do all the lecture with them. Then later on, they do the bookworks.
Yeah.
It's amazing, girlfriend. They trust me on that. And sometimes I got George with me as my guide to help me out. Right, George? Yeah. You know, sometimes we do cooking, because we got like 22, 23 students, and I do all the cooking, and George do all my little stuff with me. Then I do all the little lecture. Then I do a ghost story and a pirate story that George is my ghost and George is my pirate.
George, you're a good sidekick.
This is a really sidekick for me, girlfriend. So sometimes when I'm doing these a pirate story on an island, I make George appears in certain trees.
Way
and George disappear in less than 2 seconds in certain trees for me when I'm doing my introduce to them. George appears for me on my introducing, and George disappear at the moment of flash, and then they look, oh shit. It's unbelievable. It's like real. Oh my God.
Okay, so how much, George, how much older are you? 4 years? Okay. So you're pretty close. Crystal's 3 years older than me. Y'all are, my sister, yeah, we do a pretty good tag
together,
team.
Together.
Yeah,
I love you both already. Same thing with George. George is my tag team boy, so.
It
becoming joyful. It becoming joyful and it become educated. and it become like remembrance. Yeah, you gotta share like what you say, girlfriend. That's what I love you and your spirit and your energy, because you have the heart of share and you have the heart of passion of showing people that this is the way it's supposed to be and this is the way it's supposed to go. And I love you for that, because that much people see that.
And it seems so obvious to me. It just like I have to talk about it.
Right.
So
I see. And then later on, just don't talk about it. Just later on, you'll see the action of it.
Yeah. You have your thing. Mine is do it or don't, but do.
Same thing with me. I don't give a shit. I love you. I love you. If I don't like you, well, I will tell you, oh, shit, you know, I'm an open-spoken person. If I say you're beautiful, you're beautiful. If I say you have a nice heart, that's me. I have nothing to hide from you. And that make my happiness be more, I will say, with a spirit that is more joyful. You know, that's pleased me, because only me could make myself be happy. If I say, a girl smile with me, and you smile at me, I say, hello, Miss Beautiful, and you say, hello, I don't have to really know you or not, and you say hello, and that's good. That's a nice day. That make me a day, or make that person a day. You don't have to know that person and involve with that person, have no kind of relationship with that person, but just the smile that person give you when you pass through that era, and, you know, oh, my God. Or that's nice of that person. Okay, you don't find that all the way and all the time, girlfriend. You know that.
Yeah.
See? So So that's the life of a great.
Well, and I also think that's the simplicity of life that you find in these people.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Correct, girl.
Because I asked someone, I was like, I work part-time in the service industry. Are you taken care of? Like, I can't find anything about how much to tip you or what to do.
Thank you, girl.
And she said, if you feel like tipping, you tip. If you don't feel like tipping, don't tip. And I was like, but is there something that's customary? Because in my country, it's 15 to 20%. And she said, no, do whatever your heart tells you to do.
Right. You feel people accept.
Well, yes, and I'm like, okay, I hear you, but are you making a living wage? Can you
don't
support
worry about
yourself?
That part.
And they're like, no.
No, don't worry about that part. That's why I love you for that, because don't worry about that part. People know how to set themselves in for a certain level, right? I wish I could help them all the time, or you wish you could do that.
Yeah.
But in certain things, you just got to carry it on and continue it on and say, be happy.
Yeah.
I could leave you $2. I could leave you $1 today. That's why my brother always talk about it. That's why Jesus blessed you, because whenever you could do something for somebody out of your heart and you give them with your heart, you get blessed.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like, I know you do certain things I'm not going to give you because you're a certain person. You're not going to get no blessed for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I wait tables part-time to help cover all of my bills. And there are times when you feel like you're giving the best service to someone and you're so kind and they're so appreciative, and then they don't leave you a very good tip, or they don't tip you at all. And you're like, ouch, like that hurts. Like, I was really good for you.
I believe it. But that's what I told my brother most of the time, right? Tipping is just like your feeling, but the appreciation and the word of mouth carry a long road.
Yeah.
I mean, you might not get tipped from me today, but you might get so many people from me that love you.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the tip come in.
Yes, right. The tip's not always monetary.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, the universe can bless you in so many other ways. Amen.
Yes, girlfriend.
I agree.
Because that's how I get a few guests here in Placencia from word of mouth. I don't get a tip from some friends, but I get them to come and buy property and live here in Belize. And they tell me, because of you, I buy property to come and live here with my kids so my kids could live in a certain way. I look at him, I say, you're kidding my ass. No, you're a brother from another mom. Whenever we have people come in your way, come in my way, they're going to be your people. Right?
Yeah.
I say, don't mess with that. Then later on, a couple of years ago, I have a kid and a family that the kid comes stays with me because they want to learn and show the kids a different life, mm-hmm. that how person live and how he kids lives and how life it is. I take the kid and the kid for 3 days when he went back to mama and daddy, they love me. The kid changed with a different speck of manners.
Yeah.
And show them like, I listen, and the kid never used to do that. The kid wanted to boss them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he come to me, you're not a boss when you're there with me, boy.
Yeah.
And that changed the boy, and they love me for that.
Well, I love you too.
Well, I love you too. But that's the way how action is of how you behave and treat people with a personality. You see? Because when you treat people that way, nobody will take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody will try to, like, bully you.
Well, if you know how to stand in your power.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
we all have this personal power, and so many people either forget that or they've never been taught that. And
they've never been taught that, girlfriend. Just like what you say, I repeat it again. They're never taught that. And that's what hurt a lot of people. Because if they taught it, that would make them be a more nice, aggressive, mm-hmm. cool person in certain ways of whoever
yeah.
they meet.
Yeah.
But they never taught that, so that become yeah. a big problem, girlfriend.
Yeah. And you know, I was always taught, never rely on a man to take care of you. Like, be self-sufficient, make your own money, all of these things. And actually,
that's come from parents. So I love you for that, because I'll cut you across right away. Make a cut you right away. I love seeing where you're coming from. That's the best way it is. That's why you make yourself into a way that you control your happiness.
Well, but I also think, though, that I was so hard because of that, that when I started consuming cannabis, it softened me and made me...
Not soften you at all. That's not softening you one shit. That don't soften you.
I don't know. I
Trust
feel
me.
Like I'm a softer
That's
person.
What you think, but no, because you're the person that have the personality with it. So you're not no softening you. Without that, you'll still be the same person.
Yeah.
That just adds you on a big difference that you amazing imagine, you know, that you could do certain things with your power that people will respect, girlfriend.
Yeah.
They will respect. Trust me.
I've shot a lot of video on the boat with you, and you made me eat a couple of things that I didn't necessarily want to eat. So, but y'all can all go watch the videos and, like, see Percy in action and see me not in my comfort zone doing things.
Yeah, but I will give you a wide view of...
Yeah.
Showing people certain things that it's real.
Well, and things that I would never even know was possible or was okay. Like, yeah.
I believe you, man. I believe your ass. I believe you. Because you eat the penis of our cunts.
I did.
That's what I told her. And I can't. So she have a wide spec that amazing how people will, like, respect.
Yeah, and I never thought I'd eat a penis
they
that
don't know
small
that.
In my whole life.
But it's flavory. It have a lot of flavor. And a lot of proteins.
Yes.
And everything.
It's good for my back and my joints
yes.
and my cartilage, apparently.
Cartilage.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Amazing. Amazing what a fucker is good for.
Hilarious.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, I love them too, girlfriend. I eat them a lot.
If just people come. Want to find you, what's the best way? Do you have a website, or is there some place
no.
where people can find you, or they just need to come to
Belize?
Just come to Belize
come
and
to
ask
Belize.
For the Monkey King.
Yeah, ask for the Monkey King. But later on, I will do have my. I used to have my own website auction as the bare bones stores. I used to be the bare bones guy. All the
okay.
bare bone is me, but I close it off
okay.
because of a white guy. He disappeared. But a white guy used to run my bare bone tour. That still is up, that you could still see that site, but
uh-huh.
nobody will answer you.
Got it.
So you could still see my Jock Hanna show. You could still see my Esquire magazine article, little pieces, little
uh-huh.
clips of different part of my
yeah.
show. And the bare bones, but you're not going to talk to me, and you're not going to get no information from nobody if you try to say, I want to see him. You're not going to get that.
Got it.
Right. So you got to go just like what you say.
Well, I have totally enjoyed hanging out with you. Look, it's 111. Those are angel numbers.
Wow, that's so long we talk.
Yeah. Oh my God. Talked for an hour. All right.
This girl is funny, Jessica. This one right here. We're talking for an hour.
I know. Thanks for hanging out, Percy.
You're welcome, girlfriend. I got all day to play on.
Belize as a nation is a former British colony. Modern-day Belize was first settled by pirates and loggers, only gaining independence in 1981. It nestles on the Mesoamerican Barrier Reef, which is the second largest barrier reef in the world. Belize has the lowest population density per landmass in Central America and offers protected status to over 35% of its landmass and over 13% of its territorial waters. In 2010, Belize became the first country in the world to ban bottom trawling, a destructive industrial fishing method where a large weighted net is dragged across the seafloor, scooping up everything in its path, including those non-targeted species, not to mention damaging coral. And in 2018, it signed into law a moratorium of offshore oil exploration and drilling in the entirety of Belizean waters. Given these environmentally friendly measures, one might think the country was a conservationist dream. But as Percy shared with us, that's not entirely the case, because the country relies so heavily on the tourism industry. And regarding the cruise ships, another reason that's such a sensitive subject is due to the fact that Belize is believed to have the largest breeding population of the endangered Antillean manatees. These marine mammals face a major threat every time the city-sized cruise ships plow right through the manatees' breeding ground on their way to dock at that man-made island the cruise ship industry spent millions of dollars developing. Instead of focusing on encouraging tourists to enjoy the natural wonders of the country, their aim is to herd passengers to popular tourist destinations as quickly as possible so that they can get them back to the cruise ship on time. The way these boats are operated, the speed that they travel, and their lack of respect for no-wake zones results in regular collisions with these gentle creatures, which very often leads to their serious injury and death. I've only been on one cruise in my life, and upon boarding the ship, knew I'd never do it again. And as you can imagine, I spent a lot of time talking on that cruise to the international employees making it all happen. The wait staff, the entertainers, the bartenders, the maids, and their lives sounded akin to indentured servitude. And it's not like I got to really enjoy any of the destinations we visited on that cruise. Everything did feel rushed, and I was constantly anxious about getting back to the ship on time. There's something to be said about the simplify to amplify concept. Don't be afraid to choose a destination and really immerse yourself in everything it has to offer. All right, that's my 2 cents on travel. As for a New Year acknowledgement, for me in 2023, play has become a priority again. Because having fun and being light and laughing raises my vibration and that of everyone I'm in contact with. And that's the sort of energy that brings about positive change that we fucking need. May we all use this time to review our habits, thought patterns, and the community we surround ourselves with, and either recommit or evolve our lifestyle to serve our highest good and that of the collective. We're in this together, my friend, so let's elevate our experience in 2023. What will you devote your time to in this new year? Write it down, tell your inner circle, or tell me. Whatever you do, hold yourself accountable for being your best self. And if you're interested in business collaborations or wellness lifestyle coaching, email your messages, requests, or can of curious questions through the website or DM me on social. When I'm there, I'm at Casually Baked on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, the WeedTube, and Truth Social. However you decide to support our highly responsible cannabis movement, thanks for doing your part to Puff Puff, pass it on.
This is a high time. We had a
Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly, Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Jamie Humiston at PodConnects. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.